During yesterday's inauguration ceremony, thousands of demonstrators hit the streets for all sorts of reasons.
I'm here because I believe this administration is indicative of the decay of capitalism.
It's about the system. If Hillary had won, I would also beat her.
He lost the popular vote.
NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports that protesters were united by one thing. They were not celebrating their new president.
Protesters lined up at security checkpoints beginning nearly 6 hours before the president took the oath of office. At one, the lines covered the length of two city blocks and were moving slowly.
It's definitely an illegitimate election.
Cheryl Reese traveled from Olympia, Washington for the inauguration and the Women's March.
You know, with the FBI letter that came out, and it was designed for Hillary to lose and also misogyny. But I'm a radical lesbian social worker, so of course I'm, you know, not happy about this.
No hate, no fear. Immigrants are welcome here. No hate.
David Beagle is from nearby Maryland. He says he thinks the president lacks a moral compass.
If we don't start protesting right off the bat, he's going to start doing things to take away our freedoms and harm the people in this country.
Beagle and Reese both joined an anti-war group that had an official permit to protest along the route of the inaugural parade. As Donald Trump was officially sworn in, people there drowned him out.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
Chris Winings of Clarksburg, Maryland, explained what he hoped to accomplish by protesting.
I do think that in the end, he does care about what people think about him. If he sees a ton of people yelling at him, I think that might help have something click in his mind.
Although most protesters were peaceful, a comparatively small group vandalized buildings and started fires. Police responded, as WAMU's Patrick Madden reported live during NPR's election special.
A group of several hundred protesters, all dressed in black, who have been running through the streets and breaking windows, kicking over garbage cans. Police have been chasing them.
The D.C. police say more than 200 people were arrested and six officers had minor injuries. But for the most part, across the city, the mood was peaceful, if tense. Even in areas where people there to protest mixed with people there to celebrate. Both gathered along the route of the inaugural parade to see the new president go by.
He's my president! That's my president!
Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.